Yo, 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 what up? Welcome to Blues Talks. We are here with another episode. I think this marks episode 5, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this journey. It's been really, really amazing to kind of do this kind of an outlet. And thank you for everyone that's listening right now. I've got a very, very special guest in the building today. I've got the one and only Rhyme Time. What's up, man?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Going good, man. Don't mind my dog. He always has an opinion. He'll definitely get it across. But
He's like, you still go by atheist.
Yeah. Scott, is that you?
I don't like old stuff.
How are you, man? How are things?
Good. I'm like doing stand-up comedy now.
I saw that, man. That's dope, dude.
It's crazy.
That's a different outlet in its own, because I thought about it, and I'm just like, writing bits is like hard and easy at the same time.
It's so scary. And that's kind of why I did it. We did so much stuff with music that it like none of it was scary anymore. We did big shows. We opened for guys like Snoop or Common. And
yeah,
I was like,
it was
that
normal.
Was awesome. And I wasn't even scared that show.
Yeah.
Like, we walked out and it was sold out. People as far as you can see. And I was like, all right, so we're just going to do our regular songs? Okay, whatever.
Cool, dude.
And then, like, do 3 minutes at a local open mic, and I'm, like, shitting my pants. So I'm just like, this is terrifying. It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels like how music used to feel.
No, that's sick, man. I definitely caught some on your Instagram
today, man. I'm trying to do that right, too.
Like, it's good,
the music,
though.
I didn't promote at all. Music, I always wonder, like, where I could have went with music if I had, like, cared about social media.
I know.
Like, my wife is, like, showing me how to do like Instagram stories, and I'm like, cool. And I work in marketing, like, it's so fucked up. I never knew how to do
it. Wait, hold on, how do I add this?
Cared.
What do you mean, my feed?
She's like, maybe make your pictures look good. These are terrible looking. A filter, put a filter on it. And I was like what? A filter? What? I don't care about
you know,
this.
You can change the brightness, right?
Yeah,
you can change the contrast.
I
here, let me do that for you.
Point my, I just got a smartphone like 3 years ago, like, I don't care. But now with comedy, like, a friend of mine who's, like, a successful comedian was, like, sort of laid out the framework and was like, here's the plan. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to talk to this guy. You're going to do it this way. You're going to do social media. And then you'll be where I am.
That's such a crazy, road path, but it sounds interesting.
It's awesome. And it turns out it's the exact same advice I would give somebody who was trying to make it in music.
Really?
Yeah. You just go get on stage as much as you can.
Yeah.
Always have more material than you're doing.
Yeah.
And then don't be an asshole. Just go meet everybody and be nice. Same way I met you. Same way I met everybody. It was just like new to town, and I just did every show I could until I got to know everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy on how that, on how that transitions to where, you know, you learn bits and pieces here and there, but there's always still something new. But then it almost comes redundant after a while.
Totally.
You've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
You're just like, there's got to be a different formula or something that I can do.
I started thinking about guys who've been, like, doing shows for, like, 40 years, you know? I'm just like, how do you still,
how
do you care about
right
the
now?
Songs you wrote in the 60s? Yeah. Like, who cares? Like, you had to give up on that shit in the 80s, and now it's 20. Oh my God.
Dude,
it's 2020.
I feel like everyone just is so one tracked, and their mind is everywhere. Like, something is popular for like 2 minutes, and then we're on to the next one.
Yep.
Like, it's literally how it is right now.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, and I am the victim of that too, where I'm just like, I listen to so much new music, but don't go back and re-listen to albums I like that much. It's a constant, like, addiction to, like, finding new stuff and keeping up on stuff, and I don't want to, like, be the old guy who's like, I don't listen to new music
anymore.
Oh, I know,
yeah, I just listen
to
this, you know?
But then I, like, don't appreciate the stuff I like. There's always new stuff. So it's just, I miss when I was a kid and I just would watch Jurassic Park like 30 times in the summer.
Yeah, and just go and be fascinated every time.
It was
on.
The best. Yeah. I can watch Jurassic Park over and over. I can watch The Fugitive over and over.
You definitely do have those certain movies that you just watch. Mine are very weird.
Which one are yours?
So mine are The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans. For an odd reason,
I don't even know why. Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
And
young Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Playing football with the boys.
And Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, for some reason. That's, it's just something.
Is that the third second? One. I have never seen that.
The third, it's...
I've seen the first two. I've never seen the third.
You know what's funny? I remember, okay, fun, quick story. I remember when I was on drugs, and I decided to get off of drugs.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, would pop, like, a bunch of methadone and just chill out. Oh, I literally just watched, like, the Lord of the Rings trilogy just over and over.
And at least they were long.
Yeah, and, you know, like, that's how I literally got over my drug addiction.
You can't watch TV. By the time the story's over, only 20 minutes has passed, you're like, I'm on drugs. Like, Lord of the Rings, you're like, oh, it's tomorrow. Oh, I'm okay. Yeah.
Popping the extended edition, you're good, man.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the best.
Oh, great. But yeah, for those of you guys who are new here, here on Blues Talks, we definitely like to, you know, keep it in the realm of hip-hop and every element to it, and just on how it changes and how it really can infect somebody's life. I was always curious for you, like, what was, like, you know, that point to where you're like, hey, I want to do, like, hip-hop music. Like, I actually want to get into it.
It was so late. Compared to everybody else. It was so, I was so old. I was like 27. Like, all my favorite rappers were dead by 27, and I was like, maybe I'll get into the game. Like, literally, like, my wife, we met in San Francisco in film school, and then she was from here, so we moved back here after after our master's program.
Yeah.
And she got into the PhD program at the U. And I didn't know anybody. I was working a shitty job. I was like a barista at Paradise Bakery, and I was like, I don't know what to do with my time. And I saw a YouTube video for a U92 rap battle, and that Dr. Nick was hosting.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, oh, that seems fun. I'll go try that. And my wife was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know, I think I'm gonna go on the radio and rap battle somebody. And she's like, okay. Let me know how that goes.
Bro.
Yeah. And I battled a few people. I battled Hemis. I battled, a couple guys.
Yeah.
And then, but I kept coming back, and then that turned into battle rap for a year at Barbary Coast, doing all these rap battles. And, like, then someone was like, I want to hear your music. I didn't know how to make music. So I went to a beat battle, and I met Wes Thompson.
Okay.
And I was like, you seem nice. Like, let's teach me how to rap. And, like, I learned how to rap at his studio.
What?
And Mikey Was the Best was my first song I ever recorded.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I literally just, like, and I just learned as I went, and then just, it's crazy where it went.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't I just, I could have picked any hobby. Like, if I saw a YouTube video for, like, knitting, I'd have, like, bomb sweaters right now. Like, it was so weird. I just didn't know anybody, and I just went and, like, hopped into this world. But I'd listened to hip-hop since I was, like, born.
Right, of course.
So, but, like, actually thinking to do it, to my do town it? Was so small. I knew one punk band.
Really?
And that was
Are you from
here? No, I'm from, like, 2 hours south of San Francisco, close to Monterey.
Okay.
And just, like, a tiny, tiny little, like, 2,000-person farming town. Like,
I'll kill it in this population.
It was, like, big fish, small pond from birth, like... My high school was literally surrounded by lettuce fields on four sides.
Oh, my God.
Like, they were like, it's an open campus, because where will you go?
Yeah.
There's no restaurants. Yeah. There's no nothing. Like, if you want to walk and work in the field, go for it.
Yeah,
like,
good luck, buddy.
We were in the middle of nowhere. And then I had a teacher who was like, you got to get out of here. You got to go, like, go move to San Francisco. Go to film school. Get out of here. And I was like, okay. I didn't know any better.
Sure.
And I went and, like, rested. But then when I moved to San Francisco... Hip-hop every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I started going to shows. Like, my first show I ever saw was, like, they were called Handsome Boy Modeling School. And it was Dan the Automator and Kid Koala? I might be wrong about who that... Prince Paul. It was Prince Paul.
Okay.
And I was like, what is this? And then I saw Zion Eye, and it was over from there. That led to Crown City Rockers, and that led to Lyrics Born, and just Bay Area, like, jazzy hip-hop, and I just, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I was going to shows a couple times a week.
That's so
sick. Yeah, I just lived there.
That is
saw
just
DJ
lived
Shadow, there. Saw, it was, it was awesome.
Man, that's when did you, first come here?
Probably like 11 years ago. Okay. It was probably like 2006 or so, somewhere. No, 2007 or 8.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Around that time.
Moved here, got married, and then just my wife did her PhD program for like 4 years. and now she's a high school teacher, and I got into marketing, and now I'm just gonna blink and life will be over.
It's all in history.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh shit, we figured everything out. Like,
wait a minute, we're 75 now? Where did this come from?
That's the fear. That's the fear, is I just blink and I'm like, oh, it's all over. Because you know, like when you're young, it's like every 6 months there was like a major life change. It was like new teacher, new grade, new friends, new anything. Even then, like new school, new town, new career, new job. Yeah. And I'm at a spot right now where I'm like, oh, I might have it all figured out. Shit. I don't like it. That's why I got into comedy. Yeah. I was like, I need something to scare me. I'm too comfortable right now. This is not...
And this is definitely not the time where you want to feel comfortable.
Not at all. All I did was fight to get comfortable, and then I got it, and I was like, uh-oh.
Wait a minute, this is bad.
Yeah. I was like, you know who was comfortable? It was like my 90-year-old grandma, who was like, I hope this birthday is my last. Like,
I don't even want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
that's
now,
how it goes. But I mean, you know, when you're a kid, I don't think, you know, you're thinking about all those different things. You don't think about time.
No,
time
not at
is
all.
Such a slow ticking clock.
Yeah,
for
you're like
you.
Begging to get to
you're
like being
next
adult.
Next year, are you kidding me? That's gonna be so long.
Summer break felt like a decade.
Yeah,
that was the best.
And now, God, I feel like a year goes by in a blink these days.
Oh, totally.
Like it's just like.
The amount of times I've been like, oh, I can't believe it's 2010 already.
I know.
Oh, shit, it's 2020.
Yeah, 10 years went by real quick.
Yeah, I've been 27 in my brain for a long time.
I think I'm probably still 26. Honestly.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, it's scary a little.
It's definitely one of those things. What was the main thing that you would like listen to as a kid growing up? I mean, I know you probably listened to a lot, but main thing in general.
There was like young kid, it was all Weird Al.
Weird Al?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
You can tell by looking at me. I listened to Weird Al like my whole childhood, where I didn't even know what songs he was making fun of.
Yeah.
I just knew his versions. Years later I'd be like, oh, Madonna. Oh, that
Madonna.
Sounds familiar. Oh, and then it was like bands like 1997 or so. It was bands like Foo Fighters, No Doubt, Third Eye Blind, all the like CDs you could get on like BMG Music Club. I'd get these like 5 CDs for a penny.
Yeah,
and I got Sheryl Crow, like just whoever was on the radio. And then from there, the first like real hip hop I loved was the soundtrack to that movie Dangerous Minds.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh man.
And my dad threw it away. At the tape. My dad was like, nope. No, it had like explicit lyrics like label on it, so he threw it away.
He just, nope.
I bought that shit 6 times.
What?
I went from tape to CD. Like, how long this kept going on for? Where I was just like,
I'm gonna get
I'd
this
buy
album.
It. He'd throw it out. I'd buy it again. It's a fine soundtrack. I don't know what I was fighting for. But
come on, just listen to Gangster's Paradise, please. Just listen to it.
I'm just telling
fine.
My dad, like, I relate to this.
This is me.
Yeah, this is me now. I want a Raiders beanie. And he's just like, Jesus Christ. Why do
calm
we live
it down,
in a tiny
okay?
farm town? He wants me to like play country music so bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh sure. No, I mean, I can definitely relate to that because like my mom, she was very like definitely against like any parental advisory stuff.
Yep.
And like I'd have to like when I would go to my babysitter's house, like
yeah.
her son, like he would have all this
sure.
stuff that I would listen to. I'd be like, oh, I would never be able to listen to this at home.
It made it better.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It really, I would be strict with my kids for that reason.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I know they're gonna go break the rules.
Yeah.
And then it's like. Special. It was like you're getting away with something. Like, the first time I heard Cypress Hill's, like, Black Sunday, I was like, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard. Like, it was like, you're just getting away with it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I was dubbing tapes from my friend's older brother, and I was just, like, listening to, like, Method Man and Wu-Tang Clan, and just, it was the best. I would just go make these, like, huge mixtapes, and then I got Napster, and I was downloading everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, and then it made me like care about music in a way that if my parents were like, listen to whatever, I don't care, music's not important.
Yeah. Just
I wouldn't have done it. I probably wouldn't have made music myself. But like I just got obsessed with like finding new music and like it was awesome.
I think it's one of those things too where like if you have somebody who's going to try to shelter something from you,
yeah,
then you're going to want to just do it that much more.
Yeah.
Like, what are you hiding from me?
And I think they set the bar so low. Like, yeah, you can't listen to, like, music with swear words. Then it wasn't, like... Then I definitely didn't go, like, try drinking until I was, like, 30. Like, yeah, I was so old. All that stuff. Like, yeah, they set the bars, like, so low.
They did.
Yeah. They were just very strict.
I felt like a lot of my, like, listening experiences were mainly, like, you know, like, Ice Cube back in the day. And,
yeah.
And, like, NWA and, like, Method Man and stuff like that. And for some reason, Ice Cube was way too much for me to listen to, right?
It's
like they're, you know, he's talking about all this stuff, and my mom was like, you know, you shouldn't be listening to that.
Yeah.
But then there were some certain, like, common songs that she'd be like, you know what, you can listen to this.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I remember I've been listening to Method Man, and my mom was like, who are you listening to? I'm listening to the Common, Mom. And, she, and I would kind of put it in, and she would kind of like hear it, but, oh, yeah, that's the same guy.
Yeah. You know? It's Common just, does make music for moms.
He does, like, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like music. Like when he rapped at the Oscars, the curtain came up and I was like, Common's about to rap real slow, real slow. And he came out and he was just like, we build monuments for the feminists. I was like, ooh, he's rapping even slower than I thought. Yeah. Oh my God, he's rapping. Rapping for old white people now. That is so slow.
I mean, everyone's got to understand him, man, right?
Yeah, so slow. My mom's like, he seems nice.
He seems really great.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
And then we opened for him and we met him, and he was as nice as you'd think he'd be.
I know,
but
yeah.
But then I was like, oh, I shouldn't have made fun of him at the Oscars.
I feel kind of bad now.
Oh, he's so nice.
He's a really nice guy.
He, like, went out of his way to shake my hand and let us watch his sound check. Shit. He did rap slow, though. I tell him to his face, why do you rap so slow?
Yeah, man. Like,
I feel like it makes Hamilton sound like Twista. Like, I know. It's just so
oh, I wonder what Common's face would be like if he just listened to Godzilla by Eminem now.
I know.
His just brain just like, I can't process all those words that are coming out.
It's like that Jay-Z line where it's like, truthfully, I'd rhyme like common sense. Like, so he's like being like, if I didn't make all this money off of old white people, I would rap like Eminem on Godzilla. Like, I'd be so... I wish I could.
I want to help, yeah, but I can't, yeah, you know?
I just have all this money to make.
I'm just doing... You know, I'm in the next movie. I'm in this movie, yeah, coming up, you know? There's a scheduling conflict.
Got
there.
A lot of white people to convince I'm safe.
Yeah. Grandma Sally worried, yeah, about me. She got, yeah, cookies waiting too. I can't waste that bakery.
Can't let Ice's mom down. Oh my god.
Oh, that is hilarious, man.
Oh man.
I wanted to kind of talk about on how you think hip hop is nowadays. Mm. With like newer rappers and the newer kind of element that we're going into, and how do you think it's gonna change in the future? Do you think it's going to be going down the path that is now, more of that trappy, crazy kind of sound they have, or do you think it's going to change to something different?
It's always got to change.
Yeah.
But I didn't see, I think now enough time has passed that I can sort of see like the family tree of how we ended up here.
Mm-hmm.
I was so focused on like jazzy Tribe Called Quest style hip hop.
Yeah.
And then Common and Mos Def and Talib. And like, I just like headed down that path that, you know, like someone like Lil Wayne was getting bigger and bigger, and Wayne wasn't on my radar almost at all.
Yeah.
And so it was sort of like I didn't understand. And then like it just, everything shifted, and over time I just heard less and less stuff that I liked on the radio. And I was like, what's going on? Like, where is everybody? Like, why is it just this? But you start seeing it was like Wayne and Gucci and Rick Ross, and like there was a vein for this.
There was, yeah.
But I just didn't pay attention to it because I had plenty of stuff to choose from that I just naturally gravitated towards.
Yeah.
And it took a while for me to be like, it just felt like an attack. I was like, why are they doing this personally to me? Like,
yeah.
But now I've like tried to just stay open-minded and listen to as much stuff as I can, and like try to hear the differences between, it's that fear of like being like my dad, who was like, I stopped listening to music in the 80s. This all sounds the same to me. I was like, no, I can't be that guy. So now there's like stuff that I really liked Juice WRLD. I really like Brockhampton. I really like, there's like definitely City Morgue is this like,
oh yeah, City Morgue is crazy.
Fucking crazy.
They are nuts, dude.
They are the opposite of comedy.
Yeah, dude.
Like they are there to scare my mom and scare me.
Yeah. My mom will die if she hears these people.
I just, like, showed one of their music videos to my wife. I was like, they're coming to town in a couple weeks. I think I'm going to go. And she's like, Jesus Christ. Why?
What have you become?
Yeah, why would you do this? So I think it'll change. It'll go through, like, it's technology pushes so much of it.
It's so crazy.
It was like, well, they figured out samplers, and they figured out DJing. And so now you had these, like, you know, sample loops, and then you got, you know, things like Fruity Loops, and you got off tapes,
yeah,
and went digital, so that allowed you to do certain things. Now we're in this era where, like, every kid has a laptop, and every kid has, like, a free app to do things, and so they're just downloading beat tapes and, you know, sample packs and making their own, like, lo-fi shit. And,
yeah.
And I feel the same thing's going on with rock, where it was, like, rock was so big, and then you kind of did everything you could do with a guitar solo.
Yeah.
And it just dipped. Like, no one's trying to hear it now, but it'll have a big resurgence. It comes in waves.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to see what the next wave of, like, conscious fun. I want horns back in hip hop.
Yeah.
That'd be my red racist hat. That'd be my Trump hat. Like, yeah. Put horns back in hip hop. Yeah. Bring the horns back. I think I'm too, is like, I'm just like a happy person who likes happy music.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, none of it sounds happy at all. Like, none of it sounds happy.
It's
even like
not,
pop
dude.
Music sounds sad.
I know.
You know, it's just like every high schooler is depressed and they're making depressed music and they're like overly medicated and they're just like, that's what they've got.
That's what they've got. But I think we went through the same phase when emo music was a thing.
Totally. It's like, and grunge before that.
Yeah, like, look at these angsty kids and their problems. And
yeah, they even dress like we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. So I'm like, all right, let's get out of the sad phase. The happy kids will come and start making music. Until then, I'll just listen to Bruno Mars. And so stupid.
And hope for some happiness.
Yeah. Because I know, like, you know, like, in the 70s, I would have been a disco kid, not a Led Zeppelin kid.
Yeah.
I've never cared if, like, music was good. I do feel like that's sort of why, like, I gravitated to hip-hop, because, like, the stuff that was considered good was also the same stuff I had liked.
Yeah.
Which had never happened to me before, ever. I was like, Led Zeppelin. I mean, it's great. I understand it's great, but I will take Love Roller Coaster every day because I just want to dance and be as happy as I can be.
I know.
And so, like, yeah, with stuff like Mos Def and, like, early Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my relationship with hip-hop could be summed up with Kanye's career.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, my God, this is the peak of music. Yeah. These chipmunk soul samples sound exactly like the voices in my head. I'm so happy. And then it just, like, went down, and he got sadder and sadder and weirder and weirder. And
because Kanye definitely was a big influence. Like, when you hear, like, Late Registration, hear College Dropout, you're just like, what in the fuck?
I loved it.
How did he come up with that? And then he just, like, I mean, you hear 808s and Heartbreaks, you're like, okay,
kind
of going, you know, going through like a kind of Phil Collins stage. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Like, that's cool.
Your mom died. We've all been there.
But then, like, it seemed like 2009, right when he, like, dissed Taylor Swift, that's the pinnacle of when, okay, Kanye, you're kind of going a weird.
This shit is weird now.
Weird path.
Yeah.
And he is just I don't even think he's human anymore.
Honestly. No, I don't know what that is. I don't know if he's on the wrong medication or no medication.
Something.
Or, yeah, something needs to be adjusted.
It's
like,
nuts.
He's putting out 6-song albums and none of them are finished. And I'm just like, is this music? I don't know what. Yeah. I'm trying. That's the thing, is like, I'm not writing it off. I listen to everything and I am trying.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm reading the lyrics and I'm just like, I don't know, poopity scoop. This just doesn't work for me.
Tell me, now that we're on the kind of the conversation of Kanye, tell me how it was when he came here, when he did that with the church and the gospel stuff.
So I had tickets to see him at Vivint, like, I think it was the, like, Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy tour. I was, like, so pumped. I was ready. Like, we had 808s, but he came back.
Yeah.
Monster. Like, all mm-hmm. I was like, this is going to be the best.
Yeah.
And he canceled that show. And I was like, okay, top of my bucket list, I want to see Kanye. Yeah. More than anybody else, I want to see Kanye. And I never had the opportunity. He never went to any of the festivals I went to. I never had any chance to see him. And then they announced he was like, I mean, it was like 10 o'clock the night before. Yeah. It was like, they were like, oh, Kanye's doing like a secret church show at the Gateway Mall.
Yeah, I saw it like a couple nights before or something like that.
Yeah, it was insane.
Like, well, I thought it was like a fake, you know, clip.
Me too.
Ad. I was like, what? That's bullshit.
Yeah, then like the mayor tweeted about it. And
I was like, wait a minute, hold
this
on.
This is a weird prank.
How long is this going to last?
Yeah, all right, mayor. So I went and I got up so early and I got down to Gateway to like get in line because I knew it was going to be insane.
Yeah.
And I was the oldest person there that early by a full decade.
Damn straight, I'm going to be
full
here.
Decade. Yeah. Like, it was like me and a bunch of high school students just so ready to see Kanye. And I kept looking at them like, you've only known the weird shit.
Yeah.
Like, you got in
even
Jesus.
Appreciate it.
And it is, yeah, what? But then, so we stood there for 4 hours.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
We were there in the sun just being like corralled like cattle. And... But then, once it started, it was one of the most incredible shows.
Yeah.
It was, but Kanye rapped one verse the entire show. It was just his choir doing an amazing choir thing. I loved it. But you could watch everybody around you who hadn't, because I'm a nerd. I did all the research. I knew he was going to do one verse.
Yeah.
I knew when he was going to do one verse.
Yeah.
I was like, it's fine.
I'm in for it anyway.
I'm just in for this. Like, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
But you could see all the people who were coming expecting a Kanye concert. When it hit an hour and 20 minutes of him just sitting there watching the choir, they were mad.
They were just like,
people were leaving. They were just like, yeah, they were just miserable.
You're a multi-million-dollar artist. Perform!
Do something. Like, we would pay if that helps.
Just
we'll pay
talk
you.
Or something.
Yeah, and so, but he did his one verse off Jesus Walks, and I went, technically, I've seen him. I'll see him again if I can, but technically, I will check that off.
You have seen him.
I can stop worrying about
maybe
it.
Maybe not, you know, the full performance, but you
got
to taste.
I got it. And he did a song off one of the old albums, so it was even better.
Yeah, see, you got what you wanted.
But that choir, their voices together, I mean, there were like 80 of them, and it was insane. I mean, I've seen Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and I was like, no, that's not... It's not the same. This was better.
Oh, yeah.
This was just like powerful voices. Like no, it wasn't a lullaby. Like they were waking you up. It was so
you
damn
gonna dance
good.
Today. You gonna feel the Lord today.
And just 10,000 nerdy white kids just like, okay, I'm here for it. Like yeah, it was awesome.
It was weird. I had read that like it was something like, didn't he just like randomly start doing it like on the West Coast?
Yeah.
He just randomly
popped
up. Yeah, I think he started in like Washington.
Yeah.
And like worked his way down.
Yeah, he did something at Coachella. He's got his like studio up in Casper, Wyoming, where he like works on his music now, and he did one out there.
Yeah.
But it was like that, like no announcement. Just show up, do it. Kanye.
He's Kanye.
I mean, like, even just like a night before announcement, too many people showed up. Imagine if he had like said a free concert like 2 months in advance.
Oh,
like
God.
You'd have to shut the city down.
Yeah.
These were just the people who like were off work,
available,
had a ride down to Gateway, didn't have other plans,
didn't
like
care.
And it was already like people all, you know, the Gateway.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Every rooftop covered.
Just
people
covered.
Just climbing.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like World War Z.
I remember you sent me some videos.
Insane.
And I was like, oh my God.
It was, man, it was awesome.
Nuts.
Like, I knew I had friends there, and I couldn't find them.
You're like, I'm sure.
I'll see you tomorrow.
They're
like,
here somewhere.
Yeah,
we'll talk later.
I've never seen them. At Gateway? You know, Gateway's like, oh, this is what it used to feel like before the other mall opened.
Like, where's my scooter?
Yeah. We used to be popular. It was a weird venue, too.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to the old mall.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That should be fine.
Yeah.
Let's not even worry about that.
Yeah. So funny. It was great.
But yeah, I mean, like, I totally feel you on kind of being open to new music. Like, that's definitely how I try to be. Like, especially with, like, working at Netflix. Like, you know, you had so many young kids working there. And they were just like, here, like, listen to this playlist or listen to this. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I actually learned a lot of music from working there.
Yeah.
Like, it, like, one of the people that I heard recently, I talk about him all the time, but Travis Thompson. He's a kid.
Oh, I heard you mention him on the last episode.
Dude, he's so good.
Is he? Where's he from?
He's like 20. He's 22, and he's from, I believe, like Wisconsin. Or
something. Wow.
It's funny because like he doesn't have like that rapper look.
Uh-huh.
Like you don't expect him to be like a rapper and to actually be good.
I get that all the time.
You know what I
mean? I do know what you mean.
Like I can actually relate to him. But no, like him and there's another kid named Ishdar. And dude, these names are getting crazy. Have you ever heard of Ishdar?
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes, I
he
have.
Is so good, and he's so young, which is crazy. That it's great. There's another reason why I like the fact that we're living in like this day and age to where kids can do everything themselves and get it out there to people. It
makes it hard to like wade through everything.
Yeah.
Like. I have this thing where, like, I try to listen to as much new stuff as possible, and I rate it so the end of the year I can do, like, my top thousands or 100 songs of the year.
Right, yeah.
And it's, like, a year-long process, and I, like, try to listen to, like, 25 songs a day.
Yeah.
So I have a job where I can listen to music.
Yeah.
So I'm just constantly listening to stuff and, like, weird stuff. Yeah. But it's hard. There's so much even just, like, mainstream stuff now that I'm, like, it's hard to go, like, deep diving for stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and since any kid can just go put anything they want online, like, it's very tough to, like,
it's hard.
Find the hidden gems.
Yeah.
I used to go find hidden gems just by, like, digging for records or even digging for CDs or Napster, just, like, you know, there just wasn't that much stuff out, so a lot more was just hidden.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, everything's hidden. You know, like, even the biggest stars in the world right now are getting, like, a tenth of the views they were, you know, even 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's everything's so fragmented. Same with TV ratings.
Yeah.
The biggest TV shows are getting, like, a tenth of what they used to. Like,
yeah. It's nuts because, like, you know, you see things to where, like, I mean, back in the day, you know, you had YouTube where people didn't really know what YouTube was. And then they kind of figured out, oh, okay, it's for, like, weird people who like to be on the internet.
Yeah.
And now it's one of the biggest things in the world. Like, now you see things like Jimmy Fallon, like, making a YouTube channel. And you see TV crossing over and making their own channels. And it's weird on how it just kind of, technology just kind of took over.
I remember I read this great article about Odd Future.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how they got huge on Tumblr. Because they were new, like, they just lined up perfectly.
Yeah.
There was a Tumblr just launched,
mm-hmm.
and they were, like, go heavy towards whatever's new.
Yeah.
They understood that their names needed to be things that were Googleable. So instead of having a name like I had, like Atheist, which you Google that, you never find it. You know, but you put out something like Tyler the Creator.
Yeah.
Or Wolfgang, or, you know, like, whatever, you'll find it. They just understood it.
It's going to be the only thing that pops up.
Yeah. No. And I was like, oh, that's smart.
I wish I would have known that.
Yeah. I wasted a lot of time on a very common name.
Yeah.
But I think, too, like, TikTok is doing that now.
Yeah.
So you've got this first new wave, like, TikTok came out. People like Young Gravy were, like, becoming famous on it, and they were blowing up. Now, fucking Howie Mandel has a TikTok, and it's, Ellen has it's just like...
It's not cool anymore.
And there's too many people on it. Like, there's too much competition.
Yeah.
Now the next, you know, big group of rappers will have to wait till the next platform comes out.
It's so crazy on, like, just on how... I mean, we all started from, like, what, MySpace?
Totally. LiveJournal.
Yeah. Like, it all just kind of just breeds a new thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I remember it sucks because it was like the first time that I actually like really kind of felt old in my life when Snapchat first came out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like saw it. My like buddy's like, hey, you know, you see Snapchat? I'm like, okay. Like, it's a fucking camera. Like, I have that.
Right.
Like, what's the deal? And he would try to show me things. I'm like, this is...
Yeah.
This is
not for me.
This is too much.
Yeah.
This is a lot right now.
Yeah.
And then, like, all my friends at the time fucking used goddamn Snapchat. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I have to fucking learn how this works now.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to TikTok. I'm just like,
I know.
I'm going to let that do its thing. TikTok, I don't even want to be part of that.
TikTok is interesting because it's like, half of it is really funny jokes. Yeah. And like, it's like Vine.
Yeah.
But it's like you took Vine and you mixed musically with it.
Yeah.
So you're like, I want the Vine half, but I don't need the like 15-year-old girl dancing. Like, if I could, if you could just subscribe to the comedy half of it and leave the other half alone, that would be ideal for me.
That'd be different.
It'd be definitely weird. My wife says like, "What are you watching?" I'm just like, "Nothing.
Nothing. Don't worry."
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, that's my student's age. Maybe." Hey, go back to Wikipedia, old ass man. Like, it's not for you.
Pick up a dictionary.
Yeah, read a book. Yeah, yeah. It's just like, let's just call that app Midlife Crisis. They're just like, yeah,
God. Yeah. That was hilarious.
But the funny stuff on there is great, and the music. I've discovered tons of music from that. Like, nice. Because they'll use it. They'll do like a, you know, like a dance, or they'll do like a little comedy type thing with a little clip of a song.
Yeah,
but then. That goes viral, and so everybody wants to do it, and they're putting their own twist on that same section of the song.
Yeah.
But in like a week, you'll hear the same little clip of a song 100 times.
Yeah.
That's like hearing it 100 times on the radio for us as a kid. You go, that's in my head now.
Yeah.
I'm asking my friends, have you heard this song? It goes like this. I'm adding it to Spotify. Like, and now I'm like, oh, like when I did my top 100 songs of the year last year, 19 of them were I found on TikTok.
Yeah.
I was like, that's 20%. I've got 20% of my favorite songs of the year from TikTok.
TikTok of all
You can't
things.
Deny it. Like,
numbers don't lie,
they
man.
They don't lie. Like, I looked at it and I was like, a lot of these are songs on TikTok. And I started counting and I was like, shit, oh it's out of 100, so I know exactly what percent it is. That is 19%.
That's a big chunk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's so
But I would never make one. Like, that's the difference. Like, I'm like, let them have it.
Yeah.
I will peruse. I will get the songs I like. I will laugh at the jokes. Yeah. But I will never, like, torture them with making one. Every time I see, like, a 35-year-old make a TikTok, I'm like, get out.
Yeah,
that's not for us. It's not for us.
That's for other people.
That's for them. The same way we didn't like our parents coming and hanging out with us and our friends. Yeah. Leave them alone.
Let them have it.
Yeah.
No, oh, totally. My God. Oh, that's so funny.
But then I'll still go. I like go to music festivals, and like I'm the oldest person at those. I'll go see City Morgue. I know I'll be the oldest person at the City Morgue. Nobody looking like me. They're going to be like, are you their manager? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you
here?
You're
their PR, right?
Yeah. Why are you here? Are you a narc? Like, what? Get out of here, cop. 21 Jump Street, Jonah Hill looking motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm like, I just like the music. I saw it on the internet.
I just want to be here.
I just want to get home. I'm trying to explain it to him. I'm like, my parents stopped listening to new music.
Going this whole explanation. They're like, hey, fine. Stay. Oh, just go
Jesus,
over there, dog.
Go. Go on the 21 and Upside by yourself. You're the only one.
The only one there. Ugh.
I'm just like looking at the security guards and they're just like, bro.
I really gotta watch you.
We used to
right
work
now.
Together. Like, why are you here? We have to be here. We're at work. Why are you here?
What the hell are you doing here? Oh my God.
This is so funny.
That's hilarious. It's weird because I got a ticket to Post Malone on the 21st.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like kind of. I'm just going by myself.
Hell yeah!
And yes. Like, I'm interested to see on like who's gonna be there because it's definitely a different type of show that I've been to before.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely gonna try and mask myself and not look like super old.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I get it. I just saw him because I didn't know his music very well, but he headlined a festival that I went to, and. That I've heard plenty of his songs and I never liked it. I don't like the auto-tune. I just he's sad. I'm not sad. I don't know what to do. But I will tell you, by the time he finished his set, I was a fan.
Yeah.
And I've listened to him since, and something clicked with me. Or I was like, this guy is charming. Like, this guy is so personable.
He's just a nice
I was
guy,
like,
too.
I like him as a person.
Yeah.
And then and another thing too is like being with like 40,000 people singing every word to a song. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not that much of my own man. I'm a sheep. I could be like, oh, everybody likes this? Okay. I guess I like it too. I don't want to be the weirdo. Oh, no, me too.
No,
oh,
me too.
Old Posty, love him. Sunflower. Play Sunflower. He just played Sunflower.
You old ass.
I like your Bud Light commercial.
Post Lamode, right? I saw that.
I'm just like tattooing my own face.
Look.
I'm hip. I'm with it.
Oh my god. Have you seen like the little rumors that he's like, people are saying he's like crazy on drugs or really fucked up.
And then like, I saw him like address it.
I saw the videos of people saying, like, I'm like, bro, he's just like performing.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
Yeah. I get it.
Like,
because
you really want to see someone on drugs, man. It's not a
pick any other rapper.
Dude. He wouldn't be there if he was on drugs.
Pick any other rapper who's dying at 19.
Yeah.
God. That's the other thing too. Like these poor, like we had Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
But I also, when they died, I was a little too young. Like I was aware that it happened, but I was like 12 years old. I was probably 12.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that sucks, but it didn't affect me.
No, yeah.
But like these kids, like Mac Miller, Juice WRLD, fucking everybody.
Little Pete.
Yeah. It's just like. It's a hard time to have a favorite rapper.
And especially with like with Mac Miller, like after his death, then they released Circles.
Yeah,
and it blew up. Like,
yeah, you realize like he maybe more than any of these other ones that have died, like he had the most to say. Like he would have had a career into his 80s. Like he was innovative. He was like not scared to like try new things. Yeah. He was finding his voice. And then it had gone, which was a real bummer.
Gone, yeah. It's tough, man.
Yeah, it's really tough. I wish I never got to see him live. I can honestly say I didn't appreciate him until after he died.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I was like, oh, yeah, he's just like one of these kids. He seems like a nice kid.
I heard a few songs. And I'm like, oh, you know, that's a cool song. That's a cool song, you know.
I was like, he's no Macklemore.
Not Eminem, though.
Yeah.
He's gay, though. Okay.
Man. Who was your first favorite rapper?
My first favorite rapper. Okay, probably Will Smith, if I'm really being honest with myself.
I might have to change my answer.
like, if I'm being honest, like, that was the first one to where, like, it really kind of hit me. Like, okay, this is something that I like.
Now, was it Parents Don't Understand Will Smith, or was it probably, getting jiggy with it, Will Smith? Wild Wild West.
No Wild Wild West. No, that was
I listened to Wild Wild West yesterday.
probably Jiggy with It.
Yeah.
And like Miami and things like that.
Yep.
That's kind of when
Men in Black is still a great song.
It's
still a great song.
You can't deny it.
Yeah.
But mainly like when I really started like getting into like the listening to the lyrics and feeling the lyrics, it was like Ice Cube.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Day, dude.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't even like NWA as much. Like cuz I heard about like NWA and I was like, "Oh, okay. Like I'm not allowed to listen to that. But then I heard about, like, one of the guys from NWA left the group and he started his own thing. And you know what's funny is that I remember walking through the store and my mom would be like, you know, go check out the CDs. I picked out a good CD, you know, no parental advisory. And I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of, like, looking through it. I remember one particular cover really, really caught my eye. And it was the Lethal Injection cover.
Oh, yeah.
Where it had, like, the syringe with his name going into, like, the headphones.
Totally.
I thought that was the coolest album cover I've ever seen in my life. And I had to get that CD. I did convince my mom to get it.
That's awesome.
And I listened to it constantly.
There's some great songs on that album.
Constantly. Yeah. And then after that, you know, I just went and dug for all of his albums and kind of went from there. And that's when it kind of went into, oh, here's the West Coast. What's the East Coast like? And then you get the Method Man and Wu-Tang Clan and all that stuff. So that was kind of where I kind of started when hip hop was.
Have you seen him live?
No, I have not seen him live.
Either.
But I did meet him when he came to Grey Whale for like a CD signing.
Oh, wow.
When he dropped Raw Footage.
Wow.
Yeah, he dropped Raw Footage at Grey Whale, and he was doing like a CD signing. I fucking booked my ass down there. I stood in line, and I was like, man, thank you for being like, you like created me as like a kid, you know?
Yeah.
he was really nice. He was super respectful and friendly, and it was definitely something to cherish. Like, he was a nice guy.
That's amazing.
But, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, because, I mean, you look at the movies he's made.
Yeah, like, he seems like he's a nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Like, you're not going to see, like, Ice-T do Are We There Yet?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a pleasure to meet him and stuff like that, so...
I loved going to those, like, CD signings.
I know, it was great, dude.
I did one for this Chinese rapper named Jin.
Jin, yeah.
I, like, met him at a Tower of Records in San Francisco, and I was like, I watch your battles. Like, yeah. I watch your battles on BET. You're great. And he's like, thanks, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What was your first concert that you went to?
The first concert I ever went to, my parents were, like, super strict.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't, they were, like, no concerts until you're 18. Like, they straight up, no concert. Like, Weird Al Yankovic, too crazy.
No, slow it down.
So, 18, right after my 18th birthday, like a week after, I went to see Ozfest 2002.
Oh, my God.
So, it was Ozzy Osbourne, System of a Down, Rob Zombie.
What?
P.O.D., Adina.
What? Oh, man.
Hatebreed, Il Nino. And I, like, understood why I wasn't allowed to go to concerts. Like, that day was fucking crazy. Where I was just like, I saw things I'd never seen before. I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, concerts are everything they warned me about.
I understand now.
I saw this 400-pound woman in a tie-dye muumuu pull a gallon bag of weed out of her bag and just sit there and smoke it. A gallon. To this day, I've still never seen that much weed. Like, I've met Snoop Dogg and I haven't seen that much weed. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
It baffles me. Like, damn. I was like, how do you just have that much weed on you? Just, and she just casual blanket and
casually
just it.
Like, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah, just listening to Dracula. Just like, just getting stoned out of her mind.
This is my jam. This is what happens, man. Like.
Yeah, that was the best, though.
What was your first, like, hip-hop concert?
The first one was Handsome Boy Modeling School, and I think that was the first one. And then the second one was a group called Zion I,
yeah.
Who I just opened for. They're from Oakland.
They're dope. They are good.
And we met them after the show, and they were like, you should come see our show in Santa Cruz the next week. I went to that. Sick. The group that opened for them was called Crown City Rockers, and they are, like, still my favorite hip hop group of all time. Full jazzy band.
Nice.
Great MC. I've done songs with a couple of the members, and so, like, yeah, one of their guys, like, made a couple beats for my album.
Yeah.
The MC rapped on one of my songs on Topanga, so I was like, for me, that was like getting an Ice Cube feature. I was just like, these guys.
So excited. Right?
And I always thank him when I see him. I was like, if it wasn't for you guys, you were the first musicians I met, and I was like, oh, you can do this.
Yeah.
They were the best. So now they broke up and they're all doing their own solo stuff now, but I love those guys.
That's dope.
Getting him on an album was the best.
Yeah.
That was like, was my bucket list. I want to get Zumbi from Zion I.
Yeah.
I really want Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5.
That would be dope.
That is like, there's like your realistic like bucket list. Yeah, like, also Missy would be dope. What's Dr. Dre doing right now? That'd be great too.
Is Eminem available?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was, but then I used to go to those Rock the Bell festivals every year, which I've seen hundreds of rappers. I've seen, which is why it's insane, I've never seen Ice Cube. Like, I've seen everybody. I've seen the Eazy-E hologram, and I've never seen Ice Cube.
It's funny, I think he was just here too in Park City.
I never make it to those.
I know, neither could I.
Because it's always for like around Sundance. And I'm like, the canyon snowed in.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to die to see Ice Cube. I will see him eventually.
Yeah.
Come in the spring.
Yeah, bro.
I'll see you this spring.
Come in a reasonable time, please.
I just went 2 weekends ago. Last weekend? I went and saw Mariah Carey in Vegas by myself. I'm very pro doing shit by yourself. I feel there's always, with me, it's always like, I either, like, the people who I would want to go with don't want to do the things I'm doing. The people who would go with me, I don't really want to hang out with and make a, you know, a weekend trip to Vegas with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm just like, fuck it, I'll go by
myself.
There's,
like, a gray area where you're, yeah, like, camping.
I'm just like,
along.
I need, yeah. And when I was younger, it was, like, all my friends and I like the same stuff, and we all go, but then everybody gets older, they have kids, and I'm like, I'm not trying to go, like, hang out with, like, my 23-year-old single friends. They're like, I'll go. And I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
That sounds like a bad time.
Yeah. So, I'll just go by myself. Yeah. Like, and it was a great show. It was a Vegas show. Man. She was on my bucket list. Like, I literally have a bucket list of, like, artists I haven't seen live that I still want to see. I think Missy's at the top now. Stevie Wonder's probably number two.
Yeah.
Kanye was three. And that got marked off. So, it was just like, yeah, I'm getting there. But I've had
to travel
for shows.
Oh,
like
that, man.
I'm going to a festival and I'm going to see Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac.
What? Nice.
I'm going to see Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, what?
I've so I'm super excited.
You know what? I actually...
Oh, I'm seeing Metallica in September.
I miss rock shows, dude. I haven't been to a rock show in a while.
They're awesome. Dude, but that's the thing is, like, there isn't new rock that's being made.
No.
And so it's like... It's weird. Like, you can go see the bands that we grew up with. Yeah. They're still the headliners.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
And all the high school kids who like rock still listen to the music we listen to.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. I remember when... Oh, God. So it was, like, my first... I went to, like, two rock concerts that really blew me away. One was, like, Korn.
Oh, they're coming back.
Are they?
Speaking of all...
This was weird because it was Korn, it was Disturbed.
They are coming back separately, but yes, they are coming back to USANA.
It was, Exhibit was there.
Oh.
And Supernatural. Remember Supernatural?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
he rapped about my CD once. I handed it to him.
Yeah,
and he freestyled about it. And I was like, I
remember that, too, because he would be on stage and he'd be like, yo, okay, everyone in the front row, I want you to take whatever you got in your pockets. Take it out of your pockets and pull them out.
Oh.
And he'd just rap about every single thing.
Yep. He's
best
freestyler.
And then just having, like, you know, Korn come out.
Yeah.
And then Exhibit, of all people.
I just finally saw Exhibit.
He's so good.
So good.
So good.
And it's great is he has not made any music since I start listening to him. Like, he didn't make music for like 15 years, so his set was full of stuff. That, like, I was like, great, he's playing the old stuff.
Cool,
and you're
like, he's gonna play X.
That's everything. That's all he's done. Actually, have you heard his Serial Killers projects?
Oh, no.
It's Exhibit, Be Real from Cypress Hill, and this guy named Demrick.
Demrick.
So it's the three of them, and they have two, maybe three albums out under Serial Killers.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah?
Like,
okay, I'm gonna check it out.
Just think of, like, Be Real and his, like, stoner, like, and then, like, Exhibit comes in, and then Demrick is so dope, and I was like, yeah. So that's who I saw when I finally got to see Exhibit.
Nice.
It was like, they did separate sets and then sort of joined each other.
That's cool.
Like, Serial Killer stuff. It was awesome.
That's so dope.
Yeah. I love going to concerts.
Yeah. I think, I think the last hip hop concert I went to was Method Man and Red Man when they came here. They were at the Depot.
Oh, that show insane.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny because, like, I remember, like, I was with a bunch of, like, friends, and, like, I think there was this kid that was there that was, like, kind of, like, younger than us. And he was, like, kind of talking about, like, oh, yeah, I haven't been to too many rap shows. My mom said it's, like, dangerous and blah, 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 but this doesn't seem dangerous at all. And, like, I just kind of, like, laughed it off, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, right after the show, like, we saw a dude get, like, literally stomped.
Oh, wow.
It was like, right in front of that guy, too. Yeah, and I was like, bro, I told you. Yeah.
I
told you so, dog. You got to be careful.
Watch yourself.
But the show was amazing.
Yeah.
Method Man still fucking has it after all these years.
The Depot has great sound.
Yeah.
There's not a bad spot to stand in the house.
So dope.
Like, you can go upstairs, you can stay downstairs.
Yeah.
Donnie and I just went to go see Snoop Dogg and Warren G.
Oh my
at the
God.
Depot. And I've seen Snoop so many times. He was like my first favorite rapper.
Yeah.
And man, that was that show was insane.
I
bet. Like, deep cuts that I'd never heard.
Oh.
He had a guy in a big, like, G'd out dog costume.
Yeah.
Just smoking a big, it was like a mascot costume, just smoking a giant blunt. And I was like, this is great.
Oh,
this is everything. He had strippers. Like, he had everything.
Warren
G did both of his good songs. It was great.
I've only seen Snoop once, but I saw him at the Up in Smoke tour.
You motherfucker!
And it sucks because Ice Cube was supposed to be there, but he got sick.
Oh, that sucks.
He got sick, and so they brought out this Dub-C. Dub-C filled in for him. But man, that's probably the craziest show I've ever been to. I've never been to a crazier show.
If I could go back in time, if you gave me a DeLorean and I could only go back to one day, I would debate between killing Hitler and going to Up and Smoke. Like, it'd be a 50-50.
Dude, Up and Smoke was crazy. And, like, I remember when
that lineup.
Eminem came out, dude. He had this house, right? They had the whole house constructed. Came out with his chainsaw and his overalls, and he had his hockey mask. And then when Snoop did his thing, Snoop just showed like a straight up porno for like 15 minutes. Right. You know?
Why not? Martha Stewart's friend makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, let's just get this out of the bag. And then, you know, Dre was amazing.
The fact that you've seen Dre. It was great, dude. I keep telling myself, like, it may not happen for me.
Yeah.
Like, because that, what year was that?
It was 2002 or something like that. Because he had already come out with 2001.
Yeah.
He had already come out.
And that was 99. So it was some, yeah.
Yeah, it's had to be around there. I think like I was still... There.
Under my parents' like strict rules, or I would have went.
Yeah,
like there's no way.
There was, I mean, there was like
walked there.
There was a few concerts that I had to.
Yeah,
I had to go to.
Yeah,
and luckily, like my friend, like my babysitters, you know, she bought tickets.
Amazing
for you know us, and I was like, okay, you know, she bought the tickets, mom. I gotta go.
Ugh.
And then the other one was Outkast and Ludacris. Oh man, and. Outkast came out with like this big band, and when they did Spotty Oddy Dopalicious, it was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
Oh.
And it sucks because like I broke my leg, so I'm like up top in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
Leg up, just like.
Wow. Like, at least you saw.
It was crazy.
I saw there's a festival in Vegas called Life is Beautiful, and the year. Maybe it was 2 years after I found out it existed. I went back and looked at the old lineups, and Stevie Wonder has played, Kanye has played, Outkast has played, and I was like, it's in Vegas. It was that close. I was a half a day's drive from my dream concert. Like,
what's wrong?
Yeah.
What's happening
right now?
It was
such a bummer. I did see Ludacris at Twilight, and that was insane. That was great.
I think the one person I really, really want to see right now is Kendrick. I really want to
see. Oh, you haven't seen Kendrick?
No.
He's great.
I really want to see Kendrick one day.
Yeah.
I think it'll happen for sure.
Bone Thugs put on a great show.
This is dope.
Bone Thugs, I saw like the craziest girl fight. Like, talk about people getting stomped out. I have this like vision of these girls right in front of me just grabbing hair and just punching each other in the face. And I just have this vision of this like giant bouncer just diving through the air like fucking Jimmy Superfly Snuka just coming through the air and just tackling all of us like and just trying two guys just ripping pulling these girls apart. But they've just got claws in each other's braids and they're not letting go.
I was like,
I'm about to see a bald person. Like, it's like breaking a wishbone. I didn't know which one was going to be the bigger piece, but like, someone's getting their head ripped off.
Something's going to happen. Hopefully
and I just sat there and just like, see you at the crossroads. It's like,
I'm just here to vibe, guys.
This is the best night ever.
Oh my God, that's so great.
I love it.
It's amazing.
There's nothing better to me. Like, I discover new bands by going to these shows. I went to a festival like by myself for 3 days, and I nerded out because I can just go see as many bands. Like the second I'm bored, I'll go to the other stage. I don't have to ask permission to anybody. I don't have to check in.
Yeah,
I just go like cram as much experience as I can into it.
Good.
And I don't take breaks.
Yeah,
I just go hard. Like see like 50 bands in a weekend. Like I did. I just did it at Warped Tour. Like it was awesome.
Great.
I'll go see anything.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was the best.
We'll have to go to a show one time.
Dude, I'm always at shows. EDM shows, rock shows, Latin shows, anything. Like,
that's dope, man.
Yeah.
But, dude, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to come hang out. Dude.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Appreciate it.
I like that you were like, hey, can you come? And I was like, I can come March 9th.
Yeah.
What are you like, doing in 11 weeks? Like, I am literally...
I'm like, okay. I can make that work. Let me put it in the schedule right now.
I have a, like, literally, like, right now I was looking at my calendar and like I was like, oh, if he needs to reschedule today, it's gonna be another gonna 11 be weeks. It is literally like every day. Man. Like I have something every day
that's
for
crazy.
2 months.
That's good though, man. It's good.
I just
busy,
yeah.
Dude. It's good to keep it's, busy.
We're doing open mic comedy a couple times a week. We're doing like
sick.
You should come to that.
Yeah, dude. I definitely want to come to
Wednesday
that.
Night at Wise Guys is okay. A funny show.
All right.
It's great.
All right. Hell yeah, man.
Thank you for having me on.
Dude, of course, bro. Do you have any plugs that you wanna where people can find your stuff?
Yeah, or? If you go to Instagram, it's Scott K Comedy, Scott K Comedy. That's me. You'll find rap stuff. You'll find stand-up stuff. You'll do that's pretty much the best.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, again, dude, thank you so much for coming. If you're still here, thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And we will catch you on the next one.